Welcome to the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Tuesday evening, August 20th, 2024, and we have a lineup of leadership and management headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Andrew Klein, MD, named Unos Chief Medical Officer. The United Network for Organ Sharing, UNOS, has appointed Andrew S. Klein, MD, MBA, FACS, as its Chief Medical Officer. Dr. Klein, a respected transplant surgeon and clinical researcher, will provide medical and clinical expertise to UNOS staff, the organ donation and transplant community, and the public. With 35 years of experience in clinical transplantation, Dr. Klein has a history of leadership and inclusivity. He will support UNOS's growth as a global leader in donation, transplant, and health. Dr. Klein's accolades include awards from Johns Hopkins University and the American Liver Foundation, as well as induction into the Johns Hopkins Society of Scholars. For more information, visit unos.org. Françoise Bruzer, appointed CEO of Velocity Global. Françoise Bruzer has been appointed as the new Chief Executive Officer of Velocity Global, a leading expert on work. With over 25 years of leadership experience at companies like Google, Square, and Pinterest, Bruzer brings a wealth of knowledge in strategy and operations. As CEO, she will shape Velocity Global's vision and strategy, leveraging her track record in scaling high-performing teams. Velocity Global founder and chairman of the board, Ben Wright, expresses great confidence in Bruzer's ability to lead the company to the next level. Bruzer is excited to drive growth and create equal opportunities for all at Velocity Global.
New survey finds 1 in 10 U.S. workers are digital nomads. Social contract and policy response are needed by regulators and corporations alike. The latest research conducted by MBO Partners reveals that digital nomadism has evolved into a mainstream work movement, with 11% of the U.S. workforce, or 18.1 million workers, identifying as digital nomads. However, 36% of these workers operate without formal employer consent, posing risks for companies. Employers are urged to adopt comprehensive policies to mitigate risks and attract top talent. The 2024 State of Independence report highlights the need for a change in the social contract between workers and corporations to align with the reality of modern work arrangements. Key trend insights include the growth of digital nomadism, benefits of structured digital nomad programs, and the risks posed by hidden corporate digital nomads. Millions aspire to be digital nomads, signaling continued growth in this trend.
Abacus Semiconductor announces addition of Mahesh Iyer to its executive management team. Abacus Semiconductor Corporation has announced the addition of Mahesh Iyer to its executive management team. With over 3 decades of experience in building cutting-edge systems and technology, Mahesh has a track record of delivering several $1 billion of incremental annual revenue. His expertise in designing both ASICs and accompanying firmware and software will be invaluable to the company. Mahesh holds a master's in computer science and a diploma in engineering leadership. He believes that accelerators will play a crucial role in AI and related fields, emphasizing the importance of open APIs. Dr. Axel Kloth, founder and CEO of Abacus Semiconductor, is proud to welcome Mahesh to the team, highlighting his unique understanding of hardware and software. For more information about Abacus Semiconductor, visit their website, blog, and LinkedIn pages. Minerva Surgical appoints Darren Hammers as Chief Executive Officer and member of the Board of Directors. Minerva Surgical has appointed Darren Hammers as the new President and Chief Executive Officer and member of the board. With a 30-year track record of success, Mr. Hammers brings expertise to the company in developing minimally invasive gynecologic technologies. Previously, he led Endogastric Solutions and Desis Medical. Minerva Surgical Chairman Dr. Das Yuri Geiger expressed excitement about Mr. Hammers joining the team, citing his strategic capabilities and operational effectiveness. Mr. Hammers aims to expand Minerva's presence in the gynecology space and develop innovative technologies to enhance women's quality of life. For more information about Minerva Surgical, visit their website. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.